An annual event for Israeli Apartheid Week was held in the Centre of Peace in Bethlehem, Nativity Square. The event was open to the public and attracted visitors from around the world. As part of the event, they organised a screening of Palestinian refugees' identity without a homeland, alongside a photographic exhibition named Existence Denied. The photos from the exhibition were taken at a checkpoint during the Fridays of Ramadan, when Palestinians attempted to pray at Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem Al-Quds, a city that the majority of Palestinian youth have been forbidden from accessing by the Israeli army.
Since 2005, activists started organizing Israeli Apartheid Week in Canada, in Toronto, in Canada, and this idea was spread into other countries or more than 160 cities around the world in order to show the system that Israel has been building in Palestine, which is a combination between occupation, apartheid, and colonialism as well.
The event was held to show the international community the heavy restrictions that have been placed on Palestinians by the Israeli army since 1993, including the humiliations they suffered at the checkpoints. The film further explicated the Palestinians' rights, including the right of return to their homeland.
It's a way of resistance, like to do a lot of activities. It's apart from the activities against the apartheid wall. And we are doing this now here in Bethlehem, in the center of Bethlehem, in order to show all the people locally and internationally about the separation wall and apartheid wall that we have in Palestine.
Israeli Apartheid Week is an annual international series of events, this year held in 215 cities throughout the world. These include rallies, lectures, cultural performances, film screenings, multimedia displays, and boycott of Israeli actions. This is the penultimate week for the Israeli Apartheid event, where the organisers are not only showing what Israeli apartheid is, but are furthermore calling for full boycott, divestment and sanctions of Israel. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Bethlehem.